Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomorrow, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins and round one of the playoffs at 8:20. I'll tell you what. They go into the playoffs like they went in that game last night, Chime, and 1.5 periods in, they have 3 shots on net. They're not going to fare that well, this Boston Bruins team.
Yeah, but I feel like they won't. It felt like last night, especially earlier in that game, a lot of the lower line guys, like your fourth line guys, were getting more time on the ice.
Yeah, a little puck luck, too.
It felt like the top line guys weren't quite as involved, which I okay. would expect would change in the playoffs.
Okay. Your lips to the hockey god's ear. I hope you're right, Chime. I really do. And Celtics await their opponent, and we will be at a Celtics watch brunch. 1:00
Yep.
is the start of that game on Sunday. And you can join Courtney and me and Curtis and maybe Wiggy. I'm thinking Wiggy is leaning toward it now that he heard about the food and the Celtics.
Yeah,
good food.
It's more about the parking when I go to Southie.
I understand that. We'll be at the Playwright. We'll get you parking. That was Wiggy's big demand. He said, can you get me parking?
Yeah.
Your parking job, Marathon Monday, was quite the discussion.
Valet. I didn't park it.
Where did you valet on Marathon Monday?
Sheridan.
No, you parked on the curb, on the side of the street with your wheels up on the curb.
Valeted.
On the actual...
At the Sheridan
that
Hotel?
That wasn't valet. You did that yourself.
No, I gave the keys to valet, and the valet did what they want.
No. You, like, whatever street that Sheraton's on, is that Dalton? Dalton Street?
Mm-hmm.
Your car was parked half on the street,
right.
Half up on the curb.
Sorry.
That's not how people park in a city.
You notice there was no ticket on it, right? What's that tell you?
It was probably the Patriots Super Bowl champ placard.
You know what it was? I paid the guy good money at the Sheridan. That's what you do. You want good parking, you got to pay.
Wiggy tipped well.
I gave a guy a C-note.
Oh.
Yeah, what you think? I'm going to give him $20?
That's nice.
Of course, and that's why I don't have to worry about parking on Marathon Money.
Yeah.
Here's a C-note. I think his name was like Roger or something. Like, here's
name's
a C-note.
Not your expertise.
Yeah, you know, he always hooks me up for Marathon Monday. Boom, give him the keys. I ain't got to worry about it. And there you go.
That is nice.
Well, must be nice to be a Super Bowl legend and not have to worry about the Boston police.
That helps out.
For you. We have a lot to get to. Curtis, why don't we do what are we doing a little bit later?
Perfect.
Maybe 8:45. when it comes to what are we doing. We still have to finish the rest of the news, yes, too. So maybe we'll do that at 9 or so. This is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Well, good morning, Hill Dog.
What's happening?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm sitting fireside on the patio in the middle of April break, as my colleagues call it. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to my good buddy Hill Dog, and I sense the tide is turning. Former, you know, fifth Brady, Kraft son, turning on Creaky Bob, huh?
Well, I don't know that I'm turning. I feel like I've always called it as I saw it. I mean.
Oh, have you? I beg to differ, my friend. But.
Go ahead.
Seth Wickersham strikes again, which is beautiful. This is really gone. Like, I couldn't ask for it to go any better. I really couldn't. And now, I just got to ask you, and I want Curtis, everybody's opinion. You people are all in with Mayo and Wolf and Bob Kraft, basically saying, hey, the last 2 years was all Bill. He's a moron. He's too old. He can't do it anymore. And they brought all the stiffs back from a 4-13 team. Every stiff.
Got to keep the core.
They had. They brought them all back, Hill Dog. And they basically said it was all Bill's fault.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this season. Listen,
I know you can't wait to this season. I know you probably think it's going to be worse, if possible, than it was last season. I don't. You cannot. I've said it a billion times. You have on your staff, running your football program, the greatest to ever do it, the greatest in-game coach there will ever be in the NFL. And because you didn't like the way he interacted with you, or that he wasn't a warm guy, or that you weren't able to blame him for everything that was going wrong any longer, whatever the reason, you jettison him out of here and act like everything that went wrong was his fault, because you have an obsessive need to get credit for it. There, I said it.
He has an obsessive need to be whining and dining down the red carpets of Hollywood rather than investing in his football team. There's only a matter of time before he, you know, heats up and fuels up that, you know, second-rate jet of his to do some goodwill to get the heat off. It's only a matter of time. And by the way, Hill Dog, I was right.
That is a very sarcastic way to look at somebody who has done a lot of good.
He's very charitable.
Stop it. And by the way, they just had the dirt bikes down there. What, last weekend down at the campground, Hill Dog? Yeah, I can't. Let's go. Summer series coming in hot, kid. Let's go. Yeah.
I just don't know how Brian Belichick is doing it. I couldn't sit there at Gillette knowing that the man who owns the organization did that to my dad.
Well, maybe that says that this reporting by Seth Wickersham is not accurate.
No, I think you'll hear the reaction right now. And through this season, Bill Belichick is being paid $25 million by this organization.
Yeah.
He is not going to say anything that will jeopardize that cash. My guess is, just a guess, Brian Belichick will not be on the staff a year from now.
That is a good point that he is on the staff.
So Brian Belichick, too late for him to get a job somewhere else.
And I really do think that he likes Mayo. I think that Mayo respects Brian, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But I
would guess that probably his father said, hey, do it, you know, you got a job in the NFL.
But they were offering him a job.
Huh?
They were offering him a job. So
who?
The Patriots.
I know. Are you in on this conversation?
I am.
Okay.
You guys are going back and forth, and I'm right. I believe Courtney's right.
You believe Courtney's right on what?
How is Brian getting a job and all this negative stuff is about his dad, but yet he's still there?
That's what we're talking about. And I just was saying, I was in the middle of saying it literally, that I think his father probably told him, keep this job, hang out there, don't worry about me.
Okay. You believe that the guy who just got crapped on is telling his son, hey, don't worry about, keep this job.
So you don't think he did?
No. I think Courtney's right.
Yeah, because I also, how are we going to say that Bill Belichick's not going to come back in June for the Tom Brady ceremony, but that he's telling Brian to still work for the organization?
See, I still think he'll come back in June for the Brady thing because of Tom Brady.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You don't think so? show?
Greg, you're all over the place on this one.
Why?
You are jumping from side to side.
What? How?
Because you can't believe that the Crafts are the horrible people on the way they're treating Bill Belichick, but yet Bill will come back. Because of Tom Brady. No, I think Courtney made this point right. And I
happen to believe that Bill has shown himself to be, during this entire process, the far class.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your individual involved in the whole thing.
Right, yep. We're not disputing that.
So no, I'm disputing it with you because Bill's class will not allow him to not be a part of Tom Brady night.
I believe that maybe some of the stuff, and I don't know where Courtney's direction was, she was going with the whole Wickersham thing. I think that Bill believes that maybe some of the stuff that is coming out is not true. And that's why he's taking the high road.
Where I was going is either this is not true, and if it is, and more keeps coming out, I wouldn't expect to see Brian Belichick on this staff this season. Because, and if he does, kudos to him. It's a job. It's a paycheck. I could not sit there and work for somebody who did this to my father.
And that's why I was, and that's why I kind of felt like that you might be leaning towards it not being as true because he's still on the staff. There was a job there. And if all this stuff was true, I'm with Courtney. I wouldn't want to work for a guy.
Do you think that Robert Kraft called Arthur Blank and essentially said, don't hire Bill Belichick?
I don't think he went that far, personally.
He didn't say don't hire him. I think he said you can't trust him, and he is not going to be someone that you can put out in front of your corporate partners and say, let's go play a round of golf and have some laughs. I think that's what he said. There's no way Robert Kraft, being as smart as he is, would tell anybody you can't hire him. He would just lay the roadmap as to why he did.
I think he probably says, hey, he is difficult to work with. And, you know, he's difficult to work with. It might be a little bit.
But do you think that is doing Bill dirty?
I don't think it's necessarily doing Bill dirty. I think what it's doing.
Oh, come on, Wiggy.
No, I think what it is that.
Like, Robert Kraft was happy to be a part of every rolling rally and to stand up there at the end of every Super Bowl and say, we are all Patriots.
Right. He was like, so victimized by Bill Belichick to the count of $4 billion. I mean,
I think it's Robert Kraft telling his buddy the truth.
Curtis, I didn't read it. You did. Did Robert, are they saying that Robert called Arthur or Arthur called Robert?
Multiple sources said that Kraft spoke with some candor to Blank. Kraft, he's a long time. Robert called Arthur. So this is what it says here.
That's the source difference quoted, there.
Yes, of course yeah. it is.
Because if because Wiggy brought this up off air to me. If somebody was hiring somebody I used to work with, a very good friend of mine was hiring somebody I used to work with, and they called me and said, hey, you've worked with this person before. How do you feel? That's one thing. If I call them because I know that that person's interviewing there and give my opinion unsolicited, that's the issue.
Also, and this is just this paragraph. Go ahead.
It's Bill Belichick. It's not like you need to check his reference.
Right, but this is
hey,
really interesting.
We want to hire Bill. Did you do the Corey check yet?
Right.
I mean, drug testing. I'll check
Bill,
out.
Arthur Blank doesn't know who and what Bill Belichick is. We all do.
No, he knows what he is the outside source, the building.
This is unbelievable. The source quoted the Belichick source saying, "Quote: Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill.
Thank you."
And I could see that happening.
That is a total douche.
And that's a douche move.
I could see that happening because that happens in the world of business in general and jobs in general, but just in sports, that happens. Hey, Arthur, you might want to be careful. I know that Bill's interviewing for the job, but I'm just going to give you a little fair warning because we are boys. Here's how he really is.
I got another problem with the whole thing, too. You got the guy unsolicited picking up the phone and calling Arthur Blank.
Nope.
Not a single call to you to invite you to any of the Tom Brady-related celebrations.
I'm still waiting on the Friday night party.
Thank you. Right?
Yeah,
I'm still waiting
to
hear back from somebody.
We have got to take a break. Gresham Foyer coming up at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis, and what are we doing next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.